One of the reasons, and if you've been with us for a while, one of the reasons that we invite Gary, not only because he is gifted by God to preach, but also because we do want to partner with the ministry that happens at Hanging Rock. And so every year around this time, we do this so that people not only know this is something that we are investing in, but to remind you as parents and as grandparents that you should sign up your children, you know, get them in. I will tell you just a little bit. I think that God used camp ministry, Christian camp ministry, to call me into ministry. He used that to shape and form a lot of how I am as a Christian. And it's one of the reasons why I will support it until, hopefully, until my dying day. So I'm going to say a prayer of blessing on Gary, and then I'm going to let him preach the Word of God. Our Lord and Father, thank you for this moment. And I know that you have called Gary, and I know that you are using him, but we still come before you together as the body of Christ because we do want to hear from your Word. We do want to be shaped and formed. And so simultaneously, God, please use this time to do that, to help us to know who Christ is, to help us to know our identity in him. I pray your Holy Spirit would be at work powerfully in our brother Gary today. In the name of Christ we pray, amen.
Thanks, Jesse. It's good to be with you here this morning. Thank you for inviting me back. It's always good to be here at Williamsport. I brought with me a special just for you at Williamsport Christian Church. I have with me a discount card. It's going to sound like a sales pitch, all right? So just hang in there with me. But you know that the first tier pricing has ended, but not for you here at Williamsport, because I have brought the camp manager special, all right, just for you guys. I have back on the table back there, Jennifer can get ready to hand these out to you when we end. Don't rush right now, just wait, all right? I know you're anxious, all right? But on this discount card is a code that will get you back to that first tier price, okay? And it's only good for this week, all right? So you got to use it this week in order to get the discount from Hanging Rock. All right, so that's the discount code. Thank you once again for your support. We're getting ready, of course, for summer camp once again. We're excited about this summer. We've got a lot of things in store and ready to go for the summer. We're still raising money for the chapel. Right now, we're about $39,000, so we're under the $40,000 mark right now. So we're $39,000 short of getting what we need to remodel the chapel. We've got three fundraisers coming up. So we've got the Paddle the Wabash, in which you're supporting Tom, right? You're supporting Tom. Some of you have supported him and his endeavor. I just want to say that I'm also paddling in the Wabash. So if you'd like to support me as well, you know, feel free to go ahead and do that. You can find my link on hangingrock.org, along with Tom's, of course. Yeah. No competition between Tom and I or anything, but we're using that as a fundraiser to raise money for the chapel. Last year we raised $27,000 through the Paddle the Wabash. And of course, Tom raised the most money last year, I think, through the help of Williamsport Christian Church, of course. So, you know, get behind Tom and encourage him. And you want to send Tom down the Wabash, here's your opportunity to do that. All right? All right. And then we've got a golf scramble in June. And so that'll be another fundraiser for the chapel. And then in August, we're bringing back the fish fry again. So we're going to do a fish fry again. And that'll be our last fundraiser right before we start remodeling the chapel. Hopefully, the weekend after Labor Day Family Camp, we're going to start demo work on the chapel and getting the chapel ready to bring value back to that building so it can be a great place for our young people to worship our Heavenly Father in. And so we're excited about that. If you have your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And this morning, I want to share with you our theme, of which we're going to share with our campers this summer. So I kind of want to get you ready, so when you send your kids to camp, you know what we're going to be teaching them. You know what they're going to be learning when they come to camp. You can also use this as some preparation for when they come home for camp. So you know what their attitude is going to be like. You know what direction they're going to be headed when they come back for camp as well. And then finally, it's a message, I think, for all of us to grasp in our own lives as well. So the theme this year is relentless. Relentless. Ever had a relentless salesperson before? Like a camp director or something, you know? You ever have this relentless sales guy when you're trying to purchase a vehicle and they just won't leave you alone? They follow you all over the car lot. They text you. They stalk you on Facebook. You know, I mean, they're relentless. They're wanting to make a sale, right? We have an 8-year-old daughter, Courtney, and one of my favorite places to eat is Cracker Barrel. One of Courtney's favorite places to shop is Cracker Barrel. And that bothers me a great deal, you know, because when I go to Cracker Barrel, my main focus is to head and get something to eat. You know, I love their food. Courtney's main focus when she goes to Cracker Barrel is to find that corner where all the toys are, right? And to find that toy. And she's relentless, let me tell you. When she spots something, she's got to have it. Any of you have kids that are like that? Yeah, who loves to take their kids shopping, right? No way, no way. Because they're relentless. They're like on you until they broke you down, right? Until you finally can't handle it anymore. And you cave in and you buy them that thing. Am I the only weak one that does that? I am, aren't I? Sorry, Jesse, I'm weak. I'm weak when it comes to my relentless daughter. And she knows it. That's the bad thing. Well, when we are going to begin this theme this summer at camp with Relentless, we have some areas with that theme that we really want our young people to grasp. And it's a great idea, the great idea of being relentless, unyielding, unbending, determination, never ceasing, persistence. This type of relentless. If you look in verses 19 through 22 of Hebrews chapter 10, the writer of Hebrews is going to share with us a little bit of a background behind this theme. And it says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." You see, relentless is all about having a passion for the heart of God. Having a passion for the heart of God. It's important that we teach our young people to have a passion for the heart of God. Jesus said that we are to love him with all of our heart, soul, and mind in Matthew 22, 37. He said in Revelation 3:16 that a lukewarm person will be spewed out of his mouth. And I love what Paul says in Romans 12, 11. He says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord," having a passion for the heart of God is what we want to see out of our young people this summer. And the whole idea, we'll just dive into this text a little bit, and then I want to share with you three aspects of relentless that we're going to cover this summer at camp. The whole idea behind this passage, the writer of Hebrews, if you studied the book of Hebrews, all the way through this book, he brings this conclusion every time that we are to draw near to God. That we are to draw near to God. This is not the first time the writer of Hebrews says this. Matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, he says, "Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." He says in Hebrews 7:25 that he is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. He says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it's impossible to please God, that he who draws near to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. And so this concept, this whole idea of just drawing near to God, the great passion of the writer of Hebrews wants us to get near to God. And isn't that what we want out of our children as well? Don't we want them to have a passion for the heart of God, not to settle for a Christian life at a distance from God, but to draw near to Him? And that is our hope this summer, is that they'll go to the throne of God with confidence and faith, that they'll take this serious. The writer of Hebrews says that we are to draw near to God with a sincere heart. How many of you have a daily devotional time? You do your daily devotional time. Maybe you're in a plan right now. Maybe you're trying to read the Bible through a year. I've got one of those one-year Bibles where it has an Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and a proverb. And you have these daily disciplines, you know, that you're going to study God's Word. You're going to receive His Word. But sometimes you begin your devotion and you do it out of obligation rather than sincerity. You do it because maybe that's what we're supposed to do, right? Well, the writer of Hebrews says that we are to draw near to God with a sincere heart, not out of obligation, out of duty, but because we want to be in the presence of God. It's what you did this morning. This morning you came to worship and you drew near to God. Drawing near is not moving from one place to the other. It's getting our heart centered on God, drawing near to Him. The great aim of this writer is that we get close to God, that we have fellowship with God, that we not settle for a Christian life at a distance from Him. And there are a lot of obstacles in our way, isn't there? There are a lot of things that get in our way of drawing near to God. In fact, that's what sometimes is the distractions of keeping us close to God. It's all of those obstacles, all of those distractions. And one of the beautiful things about going to camp is that we remove those barriers, those distractions. Jerry was telling me earlier that he's going to Hanging Rock here next weekend to go through the Walk of the Emmaus. And I was telling him, I said, are you prepared to have your watch taken away from you, your cell phone taken away from you? Because the whole idea of that walk is to draw near to God and to remove those distractions and those barriers. And it's an awesome experience. It's an awesome experience when you get high schoolers to camp who are addicted to their cell phones, right? Who can't live without their cell phones. Okay, all of us are addicted as well, just admit it, right? But you go to camp and you start panicking because you don't have signal, you know, especially if you have Verizon, right? Tom and I have seen the look of panicked people before. Let me tell you, they get panicked. They start sweating, you know. But there's something that awesome happens because they are removed from all of their distractions and their heart begins to draw near to God. The writer of Hebrews wants us to draw near to God. This is the very heart of the New Testament, that Christ came into the world to make a way for us to come to Him without being consumed in our sin by His holiness. It says in 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also died for sins once and for all, the just for the unjust, in order that He might bring us to God. He might bring us to God. Ephesians 2:18 says, through Christ we have our access in one spirit to the Father. Romans 5:11 says, we exalt in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have received the reconciliation. This is the center of the gospel. This is what the Garden of Gethsemane and Good Friday are all about, right? That God has done astonishing things. That God has done all of this so that we might draw near to Him. I know I've brought this up before, but you've seen the Passion of the Christ movie. How many of you have seen that? And so after that movie, those things have been ingrained in your heart. And so there's a cross right here. You have the cross. And so every time you see the cross, you have images that come to your mind, right? Images of Christ being crucified coming to your mind. And what does that do to your heart? It centers your heart toward Christ. That's the whole concept behind this passage in Hebrews. And so we have this command in verse 22 that we are to draw near to Him. And here's how we're wanting to do that this summer. We've got three areas that we want to get our young people excited about. The first area is about a relentless love from our Heavenly Father. We want to help our young people understand how much our Heavenly Father loves them. How much our Heavenly Father loves them. How many of you are an only child? Anybody an only child? All right. So Jeff, you and I married an only child. Jennifer is an only child as well. I don't know about you, Jeff, but for me, going to my in-laws and asking them permission to marry their one and only child was painful, scary. And after 22 years of being married, her mom still can't, you know, let go because it's her only child. It's her baby. I don't know if you had that experience or not, but yeah. having an only child, being an only child. And here's the deal. This famous verse, John 3:16. You know this verse, don't you? Right? You know this verse. For God so loved the world. Let's say it together. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. I want to talk about a relentless love. Talk about a Heavenly Father giving up His one and only Son on our behalf. On our behalf. So that we can draw near to His Father. Wow. That's what we want to share with our young people this summer at camp. We want them to understand how much our Heavenly Father loves them. This is the relentless love from our Heavenly Father that the blood of Christ so completely covers our sin and removes our guilt that the conscience can rest at peace. Not because we are sinless, not because the conscience doesn't sometimes accuse us, but because when it does, we by faith speak to it and say, I know I've sinned, I hate my sin, but I have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who shed His priceless blood for me to bear my sins, cover my transgressions. Therefore, be silent, O conscience. Therefore, be at peace in Christ. We have a Heavenly Father who loves us so much that He sent His only begotten Son on our behalf. Imagine you having kids that actually grasp how relentless the love is from our Heavenly Father. And let me tell you that we have kids from all different kinds of backgrounds that come to Hanging Rock. We have kids that are coming to Hanging Rock that have a lot of baggage in their life, and they need to understand that God loves them so much that He sent His one and only Son to them. And we're going to share this love with your children and their friends when they come to camp. We want them to leave Hanging Rock knowing that they are loved by our Heavenly Father. That's a great thing. The second thing, though, is a little tougher. We're going to talk about relentless devotion. And Jesus loves us, but we are to also love Him. It says in Matthew 22:37 that we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind. That we are to love God with everything we have. We are to be like the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3:7-8. He says, whatever gain I had, I counted a loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord. Paul went relentlessly after Christ. It says in Philippians 3:12, not that I have already obtained this or already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Jesus Christ has made me His own. Paul reasons exactly why we should be totally sold out to Christ. We should be relentlessly devoted to Christ. How many of you have ever heard of the song, or the hokey pokey song. Ever heard of the hokey pokey song? You know how that goes? You know, you put your right arm in and you shake it. You know, you put your left arm in. You know that song? You can probably sing it, right? You know, and then after a while, you sing it and you're dancing. You're having a great time. And then the final part of this song, you put your whole body in, right? And you shake it all around. Your whole self in. Well, I think that's exactly what Christ wants us to do. He wants us to jump in. The whole thing. He wants all of us to be all in with Christ. I've totally embarrassed Caleb now, so I've done my job as a father. But when you think of that song and dance, I'm reminded of this instruction from Paul. Therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Romans 12:1. To present your bodies. Paul presents God's mercies as his strongest argument for giving ourselves to God. And here's the deal. If we understand truly the cross, and we truly understand that God gave his one and only for us, shouldn't our response back to our Heavenly Father is be fully devoted to him? Shouldn't that be our response? Because of what Christ has done for us, we want to do for him. And so we're going to talk this summer about being relentless with our devotion to our Heavenly Father. Being relentless in our devotion to our Heavenly Father. That means when opportunities of service arise, we are all in, right? That means when they need help in the nursery, you're not hesitant or shy. You're saying, yes, I'm all in. That means in the children's ministry, you need help in junior church. You're saying, I'm all in, right? I'm willing to be devoted to God. When you have this food drive that you're having this week and you need volunteers for that, you're all in. That means when the camp director calls and says, we need you to spend a week at camp and pour yourselves in the lives of the kids, or Jesse says, I need a female to come and help me at paintball camp, you ladies are saying, I'm all in. Right? Amen. Right? That means Jim at Mission Crossfire, when you have this opportunity once a month to pour into 50 plus kids who are coming to learn about Christ, and he says, hey, I need some help, you're jumping. You're saying, I'm all in. Because of what Christ has done for you, you're willing to do for others. Because we're relentless in our devotion. The last thing that we're going to share with our young people and hopefully get them excited about is this relentless mission. Relentless mission. Now, I brought for your kids today, I brought something for them. We have bracelets out on the table. Now, these bracelets, any of the kids have one yet? You have a bracelet? Well, make sure you get two bracelets, all right? Here's the deal. You wear one for yourself, and then you wear one to give to a friend, okay? And on that bracelet says hangingrock.org, and then you invite them to camp and say, go to their website, sign up for camp, all right? That's how you do it. Real easy. Take one for yourself and take one for a friend, okay? What we're wanting to do with our kids this summer is to get them to tell others about Christ. Each of us should be pursuing others in the name of Christ. Relentless mission. You know, there are three things we need to know about our mission in life. One is sometimes our mission will be unclear, right? Sometimes our mission will not be easy. And always, our mission will be worth it. And I love using the example of Paul. In the book of Acts, it talks about Paul going to a town of Lystra. And he goes to this town, and he's preaching the gospel, and he's sharing the good news. And you know what they did to Paul because he was sharing the good news? They dragged him out to the center of the town. They dragged him out, and they stoned him for sharing God's word. Well, Paul got up, shook the dust off, he went to the next town. I love Paul's relentless attitude. So Paul goes to that next town and he shares Christ with that community. And everything goes well, so Paul decides that he's going to go back to Lystra. He's going to go back again to the town that stoned him. for spreading the good news. Now, is that relentless or what? Or crazy maybe, right? Never will our mission be easy. Never will our mission be easy. In this letter to the church at Corinth, Paul says this: "Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it." See, athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we in an imperishable one. Our mission on earth should not be to receive a physical prize, right? We do it to help others get to our Heavenly Father. Now, when I was 16 years old, I had an opportunity to be on faculty for a 5th and 6th grade Maine camp, okay? I went to, actually, it was the 5th and 6th grade camp. There wasn't a Maine or wilderness. The camp that I grew up in was Whitewater Christian Service Camp down in Vivi, Indiana. And so I had an opportunity to be faculty for a 5th and 6th grade camp. At this camp that I went to, there was no swimming pool. Tom would be overjoyed, all right? There was just a pond, just a pond. At the end of that week, I had a young girl that I led to Christ for the very first time. First time I ever led someone to Christ. I was 16, and she asked me to baptize her. Oh, I was excited. I couldn't wait. First opportunity to ever baptize someone. And so we did all of our baptisms in the pond. And so when I went down and we brought her down and we did the confession of faith, and I was a nervous wreck because this is the first time I've ever baptized anybody. And I don't know if you had this experience, Jesse, when you were young at camp. So everything's going well, and we do the confession of faith, and I baptize her. And because we were in a pond, when I brought her up, her face was filled with moss. I freaked out as a 16-year-old, and I took her down again. And I shook her and brought her back up, washed her face off. She double baptized. My first baptism. Something happened the second time she came up. She was freaking out. Something happened that has caught my attention since then and led me to make a decision to go into full-time ministry. Was when that young person came up for the second time, her eyes were amazing. Her eyes were something that still today I can visualize. And for me, I want to lead others to Christ because I've experienced watching someone receive Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and their eyes just light up. I don't know if you've had that experience before, leading someone to Christ and actually getting to baptize them. If you do, I guarantee you, you're going to be relentless because you're going to want to do it again and again, and again, and again, and again. If you've had an opportunity to lead your friends to Christ and baptize your friends, boy, your young people are going to get excited. And let me just give you a timeout real quick, all right? Let me just say, just real quick, do a timeout. Let me just say what this theme has the potential of doing, church. This theme has the potential of unleashing a group of young people. But the timeout comes because here's what's going to happen. When your young person comes back to church, after getting excited to hearing about this relentless love from our Heavenly Father, about being relentless, being devoted relentlessly, and about sharing Christ relentlessly, they're going to be excited and they're going to come back to their church home. And they're going to want to do those things. And if they come back to their church home, and their church is complacent in those areas, what's it going to do for the heart of that young person? You want to keep young people excited about God's love and about serving and about sharing the gospel? Then the church has to get excited about those things as well. And that's what can happen. And when that happens in a church, wow. The amount of people that you'll see come to Christ will be unbelievable. Let me wrap this up real quick. If you're here today, and maybe you're here and you've never received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and maybe you want to receive that relentless love from our Heavenly Father, there's no moss in this baptistry. Jesse won't dunk you twice, all right? But he would love to dunk you. He would love to get you connected to Christ. The elders of this church would love to share with you about the love of Christ that you can experience in your life. Let me just challenge you also. Maybe you're complacent in your walk with Christ. Maybe it's been a while since you've been serving Christ. Maybe you're not fully devoted like you ought to be. And maybe today you can just say, I need to recommit. I need to be that example for our young people so they can see in me what this relentless devotion looks like. Okay? Maybe you're here today and it's a little uncomfortable sharing Christ with others. You're kind of afraid what happened to Paul, what might happen to you. All right? You might get a stoning or something. And so you're a little hesitant. Just be bold. I know the church has tools and resources for you to share Christ with. You've got Easter coming up, and that's an awesome time to get people to come to church and share the love of Christ with. Be bold. Be relentless in this mission. Yes, it will be hard, but just think of the life change that will happen because of your boldness. Will you stand and pray with me? Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the passion of the heart for God here at Williamsport. I thank you for their partnership with Hanging Rock. I thank you that they are behind us in this ministry, Lord. Today, Father, we pray for maybe there's someone here today that's never received you as their personal Lord and Savior. Maybe today, Father, they want to experience your love for the very first time and go to the cross. Lord, just give them the confidence to make that happen. And Lord, for the rest of us, Lord, cause a change in us that will take that complacency spirit out of us and give us the boldness to be devoted and sold out to you, but also, Father, to give us the boldness to share others about you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.